I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. I always count it a privilege to be able to come to you and share with you the Word of God. Today we're going to be continuing our study on prayer, supernatural contact. Now up to this point, we've studied about praise, confession, waiting, scripture praying, intercession, supplication, personal needs, and thanksgiving. And you know, C.S. Lewis said this about prayer. He said the real test of being in the presence of God is you either forget about yourself altogether or see yourself as a small, dirty object. And it's better to forget about yourself altogether, he says. Well, that's the way we should be. We should go to the Lord, not considering ourselves at this point, but actually there to speak with our Heavenly Father. In Psalm 100, verse 2, it says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." And that's what we're going to talk about today, our eighth study on prayer, supernatural contact, and that's singing. Now, that may surprise you that we're going to include that in our prayer time, our private time alone with the Lord, but the Bible is specific on this, that we should come before His presence not only with praise, but with singing. And that also is bringing praise to our Heavenly Father. Well, in just a moment, we're going to be looking on this subject, into this subject of singing to the Lord. But first, let me invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On that website, you'll be able to download a transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also go on there and leave prayer requests, and you can send us emails from that website, and we would love to hear from you. Let us know that you're listening to the program. You can also write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. I'd like to hear from you today. Now, in our subject of prayer, supernatural contact, once again, our last subject was number 7 on our list of thanksgiving. We need to go to the Lord thanking Him for what He's done for us. You know, a woman once bought her daughter a really nice baby grand piano for her birthday. And a few weeks later, one of her friends asked her how her daughter was doing. Oh, the lady said, I persuaded her to switch to a clarinet. Well, how come? The friend asked. Well, the lady paused. With a clarinet, she can't sing. And maybe that's you today. You don't feel that you're a great singer, and who among us really realizes or thinks we are. But the Lord wants us to sing to Him. And that's another reason you may want to have your private time with the Lord, pray alone, in your prayer closet away from the other people of the house. But no matter what you choose, the Lord will bless you for following His precepts that's found in the Word of God about singing. Singing is one of the highest forms of praise to God. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Now, we cannot, you know, when we go to the Lord in singing, we often have this idea that it has to be out loud, but that's not so. We can make melody in our hearts. We can sing silently with the heart. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, it says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." So that lets some of us out, and we get kind of concerned when we have to sing to the Lord audibly, and there's nothing wrong with that. We can do that, and we do that on occasion, I know. But singing to the Lord can also take place as we make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Well, as we sing out loud or make melody in our hearts, what could we sing? Well, this singing can be singing Scripture back to the Lord. There's all kinds of illustrations in the Word of God that speaks about praising God and singing back to the Lord, or singing to the Lord. Now, in Ephesians 5:19, once again, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms. We could sing the psalms back to the Lord, and hymns, the old spiritual songs, the old hymns. It says in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And I think of one scripture, one section of scripture that we could sing back to the Lord, and you may not have thought of this, but the Song of Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 32, the Bible says, and he spake, this is Solomon, and he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Now, Dr. Henry Morris in the Defender's Study Bible writes this: Jewish scholars have long recognized Solomon as the primary author of the biblical books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon, and possibly even some of the Psalms. The uniquely cogent wisdom expressed in these books is consistent with the biblical testimonies concerning Solomon's wisdom. Remember, he was the wisest man who ever lived. Dr. Morris goes on to say the portions of his writings, that's Solomon, now recognized as divinely inspired scripture, were, however, according to the summation in this verse, and that's 1 Kings 4:32, and this is only a fraction of his writings. Once again, 1 Kings 4:32 says, and he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And many biblical scholars believe that there were actually more proverbs and songs written by Solomon than is listed here. Well, we could sing scripture, we could sing the proverbs, we could sing the psalms, we could sing the Song of Solomon, we could sing the old gospel hymns back to the Lord. Whatever we choose, we need to sing those songs that are scriptural. And one way that we could sing those scriptural songs to make sure they're scriptural is to sing the scripture back to the Lord. Well, why should we sing? Well, I see that we should sing because we have been ransomed. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 35:10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We should sing because we are the ransomed of the Lord. I know that in Isaiah 35:10 it's speaking of the children of Israel, but I also believe it's speaking of those of us who have been saved, who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. As we come to Zion, our Zion is the throne of God, our private time with the Lord, as we get in our prayer closet and talk to Him. We should sing to the Lord. Hosea 13:14 says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. And of course, we have been all of that because the Lord died for us. He gave His life. He shed His blood that you and I could be saved. And for those of us who have been saved, we are the ransomed of the Lord. The Bible goes on to say in Hebrews 13:14, O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. And of course, when I think of that, about the grave and death, naturally 1 Corinthians 15:55 comes to mind. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Jesus Christ has given the victory. He is the victor. He is the one who has claimed power and is all-powerful over the grave and over death. Job 33:24 says, then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Jesus Christ is our ransom today. Mark 10:45 says, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus Christ is our ransom. He's ransomed us, and that's one of the reasons we should sing. Well, there's many reasons that we should sing back to the Lord. We should sing because of the people who have received Christ. in 1 Thessalonians 2:19 and 20, it says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing?" As Paul's writing this to the Thessalonians here, Thessalonians, "Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." We should rejoice as the angels do in heaven over a lost soul who comes to a saving knowledge of the Lord. And one of those ways that we can bring praise to the Lord and be happy and rejoice is to sing because of that person who has come to a saving knowledge. Well, there's many reasons why we should sing to the Lord. We should sing because of the Word of God. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts." And then we should sing because of salvation, because the Lord has given us salvation, those of us who have trusted him and asked him into our hearts, we should sing praises to him. Well, there's many things that we could say about singing today. But one of the great old hymns of the past was written by Robert Robinson. He lived from 1735 to 1790. And it says, "Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope, by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he, to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood." And there's other verses that go along with this song, but today, if you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you need to come to that fount today. You need to access what you have in front of you. You need to access the glory of God. The glory of God was manifest in the flesh in the form of Jesus Christ. He wants to save you today through his blessed blood. If you would bow your head right now and say, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I'm depending on you to save me and take me to heaven." If you'll pray that prayer, ask Jesus to come into your heart, trusting him as your Savior, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you'll ask him to come into your heart, he'll save you today. My prayer is for you. Well, it's been good being with you today, and let me remind you that you can write me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida. I'll be glad to send you a free transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. Or you can simply write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, 34731, and I'll be glad to pray with you and ask God's blessings upon your life. May the Lord bless you richly until the next time is my prayer.